Thank you for joining me again today. We're following Peter and John, who are two of Jesus' most intimate disciples, through the Gospels, as we watch how Jesus made both men confident. I've said that confidence is reliance on Jesus Christ, and that's certainly what Peter and John experienced. And last time we were in Matthew chapter 17, and the scene is the transfiguration of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me reread the scripture as we begin. This is Matthew chapter 17 and verses 1 through 8. 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John, his brother, and led them up on a high mountain by themselves. And Jesus was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and Jesus' garments became as white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will make three tabernacles here, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While Peter was still speaking, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell face down to the ground and were terrified. And Jesus came to Peter, James, and John and touched them and said, "Get up and do not be afraid." And lifting up their eyes, they saw no one except Jesus himself alone. That's Matthew chapter 17, verses 1 through 8. Yesterday we covered verses 1 through 4, and so I will not repeat what I said about those verses. But should you want to hear that again or listen for the first time, just go to 590amtheword.com online and click podcast and then God is. That's 590amtheword.com and click podcast. You'll find every episode of God is there. It's all free of charge and you can share it with your friends. Now for today, listen to what happens after Peter offers to build tabernacles for Jesus, Moses, and Elijah. And remember, John is there also. Verse 5 of Matthew 17. While Peter was still speaking, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." This obviously silenced Peter. A cloud overshadows all of them, and the voice of the living and one true God speaks, such that they could all hear God. "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." This is holy affirmation that indeed Jesus is the Son of God. God reveals that he is well pleased with Jesus. Jesus always perfectly pleases God. And then, do not miss this, God adds a special message for Peter, John, and James, who is also there. Listen to him. God the Father is commanding the disciples to listen to Jesus. Well, there's confidence for you. The message from heaven is clear. In case there is any doubt, I, God the Father, am telling you through the voice of the Holy Spirit that this man Jesus is my Son, and you must listen to him. This divine affirmation of Jesus gripped the hearts of Peter and John, and as we shall see, led them to be very confident men of God. And I submit to you, these words from God in heaven about Jesus on earth give us confidence too. By this, I do not mean confidence in ourselves, but rather that we receive confidence from God the Father concerning the truth that Jesus is God in human flesh and must be respected as such. You see, when God speaks here, he is not only speaking to Jesus, Moses, Elijah, Peter, John, and James. God is speaking through the Bible to us as well. Let me show you what I mean by comparing Matthew 17 to Exodus 24. This episode reminds us of what other event in the Bible? It's very similar to Moses' visit with God atop Mount Sinai. Let's make sure that we see the comparison, and so let's spend a little time today in Exodus. If you have your Bible there, or when you can get to it, return to the Old Testament book of Exodus and chapter 24. I will begin reading at verse 12 down through verse 18. This is now Exodus chapter 24 and verses 12 through 18. Now the Lord said to Moses, come up to me on the mountain and remain there, and I will give you the stone tablets with the law and the commandment which I have written for their instruction. So Moses arose with Joshua his servant, and Moses went up to the mountain of God. But to the elders he said, wait here for us until we return to you. And behold, Aaron and Hur are with you. Whoever has a legal matter, let him approach them. Then Moses went up to the mountain, and the cloud covered the mountain. The glory of the Lord rested on Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it for 6 days. And on the seventh day, God called to Moses from the midst of the cloud. And to the eyes of the sons of Israel, the appearance of the glory of the Lord was like a consuming fire on the mountaintop. Moses entered the midst of the cloud, and as he went up to the mountain, and Moses was on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. That's Exodus 24, verses 12 through 18. I don't know about you, but I find this to be one of the most compelling scenes in all of the Bible. And it reminds me so much of what we're reading in Matthew 17. The similarities stand out very easily. To begin with, there is the going up to the mountain. In Matthew 17, the text says that Jesus took with him Peter and James and John, his brother, and led them up on a high mountain by themselves. And back in Exodus 24 and verse 13, the text says, so Moses arose with Joshua, his servant, and Moses went up to the mountain of God. And also in Exodus 24 and verse 18, Moses entered the midst of the cloud as he went up to the mountain. And Moses was on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. The mountain has a shared significance between the two true stories. And then, of course, there's the comparison between the clouds. In Matthew 17, we read that a bright cloud overshadowed them. And back in Exodus 24 and verse 14, we read, then Moses went up to the mountain, and the cloud covered the mountain. An important third similarity between Matthew 17 and Exodus 24 is that God speaks from out of the cloud. Matthew chapter 17 and verse 5, a voice out of the cloud said, and back again in Exodus 24 and verse 16, God called to Moses from the midst of the cloud. Oh, my friends, this is why we read and study and think carefully on the Old Testament. The Old Testament points to the New Testament. The New Testament interprets the Old Testament. And both the Old and New Testaments both point to Jesus Christ as the very Son of God. The two encounters of God and his people on the mountains are very telling about who God is and how God operates. I mean, God works in details. Listen also to this grand comparison. In Exodus 24, we're told that the cloud covered the mountain for 6 days, and God spoke to Moses on the seventh day. That's Exodus chapter 24 and verse 16. Well, in Matthew 17 and verse 1, the text says, 6 days later. Meaning that on the seventh day, again, God spoke from the cloud concerning Jesus. 6 days of waiting in Exodus 24. 6 days of waiting in Matthew 17. On the seventh day, God spoke in Exodus 24. And on the seventh day, God speaks again in Matthew 17. God is detailed. God's timing is perfect. God is the same God in the New Testament as he is in the Old Testament. And God is the same God in the Old Testament as he is in the New Testament. God never changes, and God always speaks. Let me make one other comparison to Exodus here. Back in the book of Exodus, when Moses met with the living God on the mountain, the Israelites were watching from their camp and listened to how the Bible describes what they saw. This is in Exodus chapter 24 and verse 17. And to the eyes of the sons of Israel, the appearance of the glory of the Lord was like a consuming fire on the mountaintop. The sovereign action and words of God reach far beyond the actual persons who are brought into communion with him. We all hear the voice of God. We all have an opportunity to accept his revelation of himself to us. You are hearing God's word proclaimed to you right now. One of the reasons that you lack confidence is because you have not responded positively to the revelation of who God is that we find right here in the Bible. God is your God. There is only one God, and here he is. And what kind of attention have you given to him in your life? He says, for example, that you are to listen to his son Jesus. Do you? Can you hear the voice of Jesus because Jesus is master and Lord of your life? He's king. Does your whole life revolve around him? Oh, I am sure that many of you will say, oh yes, I believe in Jesus. But do you listen to his voice? This reminds me of what Jesus says in John chapter 14 and verse 15. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. You can say you love Jesus all you want, but people who really love him show it. And we show it by keeping his commands, by obeying his commands. And where do we find those commands? Right here in the Bible. If you worship this one true and everlasting God, then you will have confidence because God will give it to you through his son Jesus Christ. This is what God is offering Peter and John, and we will see the effect that this had on their lives. And today, oh yes, right now, God is speaking to you by your radio or computer and phone. What will your response to the living God be? Let's look back at Matthew 17 and find Peter and John's response quickly. They fell face down to the ground and were terrified. God has spoken, and they are terrified. And tomorrow we shall see what Jesus does for them. So join me again tomorrow, for God is.